Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, March 14th. Hi, Kelsey.
Hey.
Today is called Pi Day. Do you know why?
314. I remember that from math class.
Yes, 3.14 is the Greek letter pi. And that's a letter that's it's 3.14, but actually the reason the number is so special is because it never ends.
Right.
You can go on past the decimal point forever, and it keeps on going. So it's a unique number discovered a long time ago, but it's a very important number and very mysterious because when you think about it, like in architecture and geometry, uh-huh. you use pi to measure like circles and sure. arcs and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's amazing that such a number would be so integral and part of creation, you know?
It is.
So it's very cool. You know, something related to that, someone said that in nature there are no right angles. And when you think about it, it makes sense, right?
Right.
Right angles is when you have 90 degrees. Angle.
Right.
And in nature, you never have that. So when you see 90 degree angles, it's man-made usually.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the point of that is, but it made sense to me.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, so like in construction and stuff, they use, like by early astronomers and stuff, they were also using pi like 4,000 years ago.
Crazy.
Yeah. But they only started calling it by the Greek letter only in the 1700s. So until then, who knows what they called it. But there you go. So March 14th, that means one more week, and it's first day of spring, right?
Like I know.
March 21st, 23rd, something like that.
You know, it's funny because I'm seeing everything start to bloom, which right? is like the first sign. And I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she said that there are blue bonnets everywhere in Texas, which is a sure sign. Oh, my gosh, it's gorgeous. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's just like fields of blue bonnets.
No, I don't think I've ever seen it. Wow.
I know. It's kind of like a tradition, you know, every Easter or whatever, you have to take like blue bonnet pictures and everything. It's pretty. It's a pretty time of year.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah.
I know here we don't get a lot of that, but, you know, like fields of flowers. And
yeah,
stuff.
No. You got to drive out of the city.
Yeah, you do. But yeah, so, and then it's been raining the past couple days, which wasn't even predicted. Everybody I talked to, and I looked at my own app, nobody predicted rain, you know?
And
then suddenly it rained just enough to soil my car, which I washed the day before. So, yeah. And then last night it rained, so we wake up to wet streets. But they're saying within 2 days we're going to have 80 degrees again.
You know, that happens to me every time I wash my car.
Really?
And it's a rare occasion, too, yeah. Which is ironic because my family owns some car washes in Texas, and I should do a better job of maintaining, but, you know, I'm lazy or whatever.
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing is that I never take my car to get it washed if the weather is going to predict rain.
Right.
But I was so sure there wasn't going to be any rain for at least a week, I thought I'd get it washed.
Right.
Well, so much for that. You know, some places give you like a rain check and stuff, but how did they expect you to prove you were there the previous day if they always take your receipt when you pick up your car? You know, you go to the car wash.
You'd have to keep it.
Right. But you have to give it to them in order for them to give you the keys for the car.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you do? You know, I mean, so I have to ask him, like, how can I prove to you guys that I, you know, on a rainy day?
Right.
You know? So we'll see. Maybe anybody that comes in and says, I washed it yesterday, they'll let him go through or something, you know.
Maybe. Interesting.
But, there used to be a car wash that actually gave rain checks, like whenever they expected rain the following day or something, you know. Or when
I mean, that concept.
Rainy season.
The concept is just so perplexing to me.
Really?
Yeah, because yeah. I mean, you could never do that.
Yeah.
In Texas or wherever, because it just, you know, the weather is so erratic.
And, I know.
You know, if you did that, people would never have to pay for a car wash, right? It would like.
Yeah. So you guys get like summer rains there too, like storms and stuff, like thunderstorms?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's the best part. And that's what I loved about last week. Uh-huh. Is there was some thunder at night, and it actually woke me up. It was significant enough to like wake me up, which is a daunting task in and of itself because I'm a pretty heavy sleeper.
Really?
Yeah. And so it was really nice to hear thunder again. It had been a while. I miss that about the South, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I call it the South. I guess it's debatable. Texas isn't really the South, but yeah.
Well, it's part of the South,
it's part
right?
of it.
They
yeah,
consider it that.
I think so. Yeah. But lots of thunderstorms there and kind of inclement weather sometimes. So it's, I miss that.
Oh, okay.
Never thought I'd say that, but
yeah,
I miss
there
it.
You go. You see, always miss home.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by a guest on the phone. We're going to talk about therapy, hypnotherapy, and so forth, which sounds fascinating.
I know.
Last week, we had Damien here. It was also
we
a hypnotherapist.
We did, yes.
But he takes
That's
you
so
to
cool.
past lives and things like that. So we'll see what Jeremy is going to tell us about what he does. That should be pretty interesting. So how was your weekend, Kelsey?
Oh, my gosh. It was so relaxing to the point of absolute boredom.
Really?
I decided that I'm
You're
not...
You're so used to working, huh?
Yeah, and I'm just not very good at it. I just much prefer to be doing things.
Active and stuff.
Yeah, I mean...
But did you feel like maybe you should go to the beach or something or go out?
Well,
or?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because we tried and it was a madhouse.
Really?
Yes.
Just
and
like we predicted.
Yeah. I mean, it was an absolute madhouse.
Like, wow.
We went to Third Street Promenade.
Right.
Couldn't even find
parking
for like
right?
30 minutes.
Wow.
And finally got, you know...
Do you guys ever park in those structures on 4th Street and 5th Street?
Yeah, they were awful.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
Wow.
It was insane. I'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And then finally we found one, like, in a paying lot.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Which was lucky in and of itself because even those were full.
Right.
And so, you know, we walked around a little bit and shopped and ate and whatever. But, yeah, so those... Best laid plans slipped right away real fast.
Yeah,
we figured
to stay
out
away.
How. Yeah, because you know, my schedule is so it's flexible, but it's not flexible. You know, I don't have a regular job, you know,
right,
so it's like
right.
I can go, I can sneak away sometimes during the day.
It's so when nobody else
during
is there.
The week, right,
right?
Which is like the best time.
It
so,
is.
You know, and of course we were, I got this like really nice bikini in that I had ordered online.
Really?
Yeah. So of course we were like, we want to go take pictures
yeah,
on the beach in my new bikini. I know.
We got to test it out, right?
I know.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend's like, yeah. So.
He doesn't mind when other men check you out and stuff, right?
Not really. I mean, he's used to it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's used to it.
Good.
I know. He's like, it's so funny when we're at the farmer's market, he's like, you go pay because they'll give it to you cheaper. And it happens every single time.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm telling you, all the doors open to you pretty women, you know? There you go. So, well, that's cool, you know, but not everybody gets to be born with great genes and everything. So some of us actually have to, to put in extra effort.
Don't get free stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, get extra. Yeah, put in some extra effort, you know. But, yeah. Not all of us can be celebrities or beautiful people. okay. Well, you know, so a lot of... Well, not a lot of stuff really happened on the weekend, but I took my dad to see London Has Fallen. And, yeah, that's a pretty good movie, actually. It's not too bad, although it's kind of predictable, you know? I mean, terrorists.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, terrorists, the U.S. president, blah, 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 Secret Service agent saving him, all that stuff. So it's like stuff we've seen before already, but... What the hell? You know, it's not a bad movie. It's got some good cast. And for entertainment, it's good.
Oh, okay.
But it's not a very memorable movie, if I do say so myself.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it's interesting how people can have ideas of how to take over a city, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, but it's, I mean, if the screenwriters are thinking about it, I'm sure the terrorists have already thought about it, so.
Right. Well, people's imaginations in general are amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the whole heist guest that we had on.
Right. Remember that?
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. Like, right. That people's minds think like that, but they do.
Yeah. I know. Like how to steal things.
I know. You know, just practical stuff.
Right. But without giving away too much, I mean, I can just say that obviously having infiltrating the police and the military helps, you know, if you want to take over a city.
Yeah.
So you go, you know. But how do you do that? That's another question. I don't know if the terrorists could do that.
I want to go to the movies. That's on my list this week.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's on my list.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, you know, last week I was like working all night, so I couldn't go. Mm-hmm. And this week I'm only working one night on a series that I'm a regular on out in Newhall. Which is like bizarre.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Like an hour away. It's yeah. Like, but it's so fun. I love traveling out there because you get to see like the fields and wide open spaces.
Right.
And usually I don't leave till the sun's coming up, so I get to see them in the daylight.
Wow, how cool is that?
I know.
Now my question is though, why do they do it over there? Don't they realize all the business is happening here in Hollywood?
Well, of course they cast here. Of course they cast here. But
then they shoot over there.
It's a location. Yeah.
Oh, it's a location.
It's a location. Yeah. Okay. It's a beautiful, you know, mansion built in the 1800s.
Wow.
Yeah. Called the Newhall Mansion. And it's stunning. Like everything has been so well preserved. I think it's owned by the state now. I mean, of course, it was a family home years ago. But it's really, really a sight to see. Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So what series is that? Is that that's not the telenovela, because there you only do the voice.
Right. No, this one, this series is called The House That Evil Built, and it's for YouTube Red, which is the new YouTube
subscription-based
yeah,
okay.
platform.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. So is it on already, or is it still
being
produced?
No, it's being filmed. Yeah.
Okay.
It's being filmed.
So you let us know and promote it once it's out, so
yeah,
we can see you act.
Yeah, of course.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. Very cool. Okay, so let's see. What else is going on? Well, I want to get to something that happened to me on the weekend, but we'll get to that after the guest calls in, because he's going to call in any moment. There's a few things in the news. What can we squeeze in quickly before he calls in? I guess at a 7-Eleven, this guy walked in with a hatchet. And attacking customers and the clerk.
What?
So a customer he was attacking pulled out a concealed weapon and shot him dead.
That's what you get.
That's what you get, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. You know, I mean, guns are not all that bad. And I think, you know, you can't just ban them outright, you know.
Mm-mm.
But this was in Seattle. And the guy was wearing a mask, believed to be in his 40s. They haven't identified the suspect yet. And, yeah, wow.
How bizarre. I mean, what's the point of that? What was he trying to do, rob the place?
I know.
Like, you think you could think of a better place to rob than a 7-Eleven.
Right, but I don't think he came in to rob with a hatchet.
Right?
I just think
that doesn't make any sense.
Idiot. Yeah, yeah, he was probably just wanting to hurt people.
Oh, my gosh.
Who knows what the motive was. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was dead at the scene, so maybe they'll never find out. I don't know. My question is, though, do you realize how many people probably are walking around with guns and we don't know?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Do they allow concealed guns in California? Do you know?
I don't think so.
I don't know either. Well, but some places do. Like, apparently, the state of Washington does. Because it was a legal concealed weapon.
Oh, wow.
He had a license.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. But I don't know that I want to have a gun on me. You know?
I don't, personally.
Yeah.
But, you know, to each his own, I guess.
Yeah, we're in our cars mostly. Who cares, right?
I just figure, you know, maybe this is like the wrong attitude and not very proactive, but I just figure when it's my time, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, right?
Someone's going to shoot me, they're going to shoot me. Not that I want that to happen, but, you know, like.
That's what you can do about it.
No,
right?
I mean.
Yeah. So you believe in preordained, like predetermined life? I mean, do you believe it's already predetermined when we're going to die and how?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Okay.
I mean.
So what you're saying, though, is that it doesn't matter what we do. It's already predetermined. So what's the point in life, though?
Right. I've thought about this a lot, actually. It's interesting that you bring that up. Because part of me is like, okay, everything happens for a reason. It's fate. Like, part of me believes that. Then the other part of me is like, but you can't go be stupid.
Right.
And, do...
You got to have freedom of choice.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, that's what it's about. We have freedom of choice. So how can it be predetermined when we can decide which road in the fork we're going to take? The fork on the road. Which way are we going to take? That's free choice, you know?
Right. I get that. But then also you have the flip side. Like, look at someone who dies from slipping on ice walking down the street.
Right.
Yeah. And then you have somebody who is a professional stuntman who never dies from doing that.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know.
Right.
Who knows? Do we know? Right. No. Yeah.
Maybe we have guardian angels, right?
I don't know. And, I've had so many things happen that looking back, I think, oh my gosh, like this, that was so meant to be, even at the time when I thought it was the end of the world or, that wasn't meant to be. And there's a reason this didn't work out or that didn't work out. So I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I happen to think it's a mixture of both.
I kind of do,
right?
Too.
Like everything else in the universe, everything is like a mix of both, like nurture and nature and things like that, It's goes together.
Yeah, because I truly believe that, certain things are just complete nature.
Yeah.
That you're just born that way.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Right.
I mean, I have friends who are gay and best friends who are gay. And they told me that when they were 3 years old, they knew it. And they were wanting to play with dolls and they
they're born like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was by no means nurture, raised in the same house as their siblings, and they're just born like
that.
Wow. Yeah, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. Who knows? Who knows what it is, But when you examine things, you realize we do have freedom of choice, and I think that's the fascinating thing about the creation. Because, you have to think, okay, what's the reason all this was created? I mean, it can't just happen,
Right.
There's a lot more to it than just physical things, like earth and sky and stuff. I mean, you have people, you have animals, you have things that you don't find on other planets. I mean, that's like an amazing thing.
It is
how we
amazing.
Have evolved, So you have to say, well, maybe there was a reason for this. Maybe there is some intelligent force behind all this that wanted to create this, but why? Why? And so that's the thing. I think there's a lot of things we'll never know, but we can deduct or gather from what we're seeing and what we're experimenting, So I do think we were given this gift so we can have a free choice and decide what's good, what's bad, things like that,
Sure.
So, but yeah, it's probably right as far as to, well, I don't know how you die is predetermined, but maybe when. Who knows?
Yeah.
But how can it be? I mean, what if you choose to be a smoker and you shorten your life? So how can that be?
Right.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's philosophy and things like that. I love to talk about that stuff, It's very deep.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm also really fascinated with the rest of the universe.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's kind of bizarre to think that we're the only things here.
Right.
I know.
And a lot of people say that, but it depends on how you look at things, I mean, the thing is, maybe it does exist, but we'll never know.
Right.
It's not even within our reach. So what does it matter?
Right.
What does it matter, really? That as far as we're concerned, we're the only ones.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have any evidence otherwise.
Right.
Yeah. So that's that. Now, my phone, my personal phone rang at 10:15. I hope that's not our guest calling my cell phone. But if it was, maybe he'd keep calling a lot. I don't know. But please call in. It's anytime now. I was going to... Oh, tomorrow's Tuesday, another Super Tuesday. Tomorrow's Super Tuesday 3.
It's like, why do they do it on Tuesdays?
If you noticed, a lot of things are done on Tuesdays.
Okay.
It's because I think Monday they figure people are still, not everybody's back to work.
Everyone's hungover from the weekend.
Right. Forget Monday. Not everybody's back to work. So Tuesday is a solid day. Now, if you'll notice, Tuesdays also used to release albums.
Books, oh my God. I never thought about that.
Books, things like that. Always on Tuesdays. Yeah. Because I think those are like when, the first day of the week when they expect everybody to be there.
Okay.
You know, so I think that's why. And, yeah, so it's usually on Tuesday. Although they had one primary on Saturday, right? Or something. What was it, like a couple of weeks ago?
Hmm.
Yeah, they had somewhere on Saturday.
My gosh, how about all of those, like, riots happening?
In Chicago.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow, with the Trump thing.
Trump things. Trump yeah.
I don't know what the hell. I didn't even follow it because it was on the weekend. And I don't follow the news that much then. For those of you wondering, the states tomorrow are going to be Florida, Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, and Ohio. Obviously, Ohio and Florida have the most delegates. Florida delivers 99 delegates.
Whoa, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Ohio, 66. That's why in every election, you notice that everybody anticipates the results from those states because they matter so much. They can carry you over the top, mm-hmm. and they're some of the last ones, you know. So that's why it's always suspenseful when it gets to Florida and Ohio. So those are the states that are going to be voting tomorrow.
No one cares about California.
Yeah, right? Exactly. By the time it gets here, obviously. I mean, because tomorrow, it's probably going to they're probably going to decide who it's going to be, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, whoever takes Florida, if one takes Florida and Ohio, there'll be at least a big winner tomorrow. I don't know. But it's like, you know what? After all the attention from Trump and all that, I can't see how he's not going to be the nominee, you know?
I know.
So we'll see what happens. Everybody's shaking in their pants. People promising to move to Canada if he gets elected. We'll see.
Well, it's a disaster, yeah. Basically. I mean,
he does start to sound a little dangerous. I don't know.
My God. I just think that I almost can't even fathom that he's made it this far.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. People must be really angry. I mean, so what does that say about the Obama administration, that it alienated so many people that they're willing to go into the arms of someone like Donald Trump?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is like a reaction to something.
Oh, of course.
Right?
And anger is such a terrible, yeah, like, emotion to act on. You
exactly,
know what I mean?
Like, to vote on.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
Yeah, you don't.
You should never do anything
angry.
In anger. If I did things in anger, I would have like 10 dead exes right now.
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, oh my gosh, it's the worst thing ever.
Oh, wow. No, anger is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. I mean, it's a fight or flight emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get us. It's good when you're attacked and threatened, but
right.
not when you're Donald Trump.
I know.
Or a supporter of Donald Trump.
I know.
Wow. I don't know, but that's a lot of people. So we'll see in the general election, really, what people think. But if that's all, what Obama brought, then I wouldn't be very proud of his presidency if I was him. And we'll see. Some people are really after going with Bernie Sanders.
Yep. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I know.
So we'll see what that is about.
He has a bit of a cult following.
Yeah, I know. All the people that want to get stuff for free. That don't want to work.
I
right?
know.
Yeah. That's what he's going to do. Take all the money, raise the taxes on the rich,
mm-hmm.
give all the money to the poor, and then everybody's going to be happy, right?
Right.
Why is my mom calling me at 10:30 in the morning? I don't know, but
she's
she
like,
is.
Just call into chat.
I sure hope everything's okay. My God.
That's scary.
They never called me that early.
Really?
Yeah. What would she want? I don't know. To probably say the TV is not working.
Probably, right?
Yeah. Where my brother is 5 minutes away, you know.
Yeah. Do they live in the valley?
Okay. Yeah, in the valley, in Woodland Hills.
Okay.
It takes me like 25 minutes to get there. My brother's down the street.
Oh, my God. So they always call you, and you're like,
well,
come on.
Yeah. I'm like, why are you calling me? You know, and then also they have a helper there most of the day.
Right.
Sometimes my mom will call me, buy me this, buy me that. I'm like, why aren't you just asking her? Oh, yeah, that's right. So That's what I'm saying. I mean, she's starting to lose it, and that concerns me.
Oh, gosh.
So, I don't know. But maybe she... I don't think she realizes I do the show now.
Probably not.
No.
Probably didn't even...
She just knows I work all the time, you know?
Right. She probably didn't even connect the dots there.
Yeah. No, and besides, God forbid, if something happened, my brother would call me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Or text me or something. What's this? Oh, they left me a message. Okay. There's also a message here. It's a California number. I don't know if it's from our guest, but he's not calling in. So I don't know what to do. But I don't want to play his message on the
air. Oh, my gosh. I know.
Because maybe it's somebody else, right?
I know.
It's but like, come on. If you're listening to the show, the number is right on the website. It's 323-203-0815. That's our number to call in. Right into the show for guests and callers. So that's Super Tuesday. Well, so since we don't have our guest on here, maybe I'll get to some private business here. I wanted to tell you that, remember that I told you Friday about the event on Thursday night?
Oh, yeah.
The Great Love Debate,
right? We had a nice
right?
chat about that.
Yes. So I went to the event with a friend, the Great Love Debate, and then I described how they picked me out of the crowd to ask a question, and then I was asked to show my my phone with my Tinder profile
yeah,
on
yeah,
it,
yeah, that
which
funny.
I was okay with that, but still it showed you that that guy's not very nice. But at any rate, he put someone on the stage and embarrassed them too. And then when I when the discussion was over, this girl I saw had been looking at me, or at least I thought she was looking my direction. I went and started talking to her, and she seemed interested. She wasn't disgusted. she did take off, and she did pretend that she was. So I thought, cool, you know. So
yeah.
We talked for a few. Just we only really had a couple minutes before everything started happening. So, but I had given her my card. So. And I thought, okay, well, I'll never see her again, right? Because in all the commotion and everything, you know, the waitress lost my credit card.
Oh, my God.
And then they were all asking us to leave because there was another show right after that, which also makes me wonder why they didn't give us any time to mingle after the discussion.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point was to come there and mingle. When I went the previous time, that's what happened. Hmm. So, but at any rate, so as all this is happening and my friend is coming and I'm introducing him and stuff, the event organizer walks by and he goes, "She's too hot for you." And so everybody will hear. So, I didn't make too much of it, although everybody that heard it just seemed stunned.
Yeah.
Stunned, completely stunned. So, incidentally, I told Laurel about it. Laurel was the woman that came with him. They were both on the debate.
Right.
Remember Laurel?
Yeah.
The blonde, right. So I wrote to her on Facebook, and she just said, I'm sure he didn't have ill intentions with that. I'm like, come on, why would you even say that, right? So, you know, she did say, yeah, it's inappropriate and everything, but come on, I mean, man. So... the thing is this, Kelsey. So I checked my email the other day, Saturday, and I get an email from, I'm not going to say her name, but let's just say from B. Okay?
Initial the girl B. you met?
The girl I met.
Ah!
She sent me an email.
Oh, yay!
And it says, "Hi, this is B from Thursday night. I really enjoyed our conversation, but had to rush home. I'm sorry I didn't say goodbye."
Aww.
What do you think about that?
That's sweet.
Isn't that? I mean, but wouldn't that show you that maybe she's interested?
Yeah.
Right?
Why would you?
Why would you even write the email, right?
A girl wouldn't even do that.
So I wrote back. Now, but you know what? After I talked to Laurel, I didn't really tell her what I wrote because I forgot what I wrote back. Mm-hmm. To the woman.
Mm-hmm.
But so here's what I wrote. Okay, but apparently I left out an action statement. And Laurel said, you gotta like right away ask, when do you have time for a drink? You know, how's your schedule looking? Things like that. But let me tell you what I wrote. Okay, tell me if this is cool or not.
Okay.
All right, so she apologized and said she had fun with the conversation. I wrote, that was sweet of you to write. It melts my heart because with all the confusion there was about my missing credit card and the rush to get us out of that room, you disappeared without me having a chance to say goodbye. I truly felt uplifted talking to you, if only for a few minutes, and wished we could have had more time to talk. Did you enjoy the evening otherwise? That was my email to her. What do you think? Is that okay, or did I screw up something?
I mean, I think that was really sweet. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the only thing I would have done is say, like, are you free anytime?
Right,
you
and know. I didn't do that.
That's okay. You can write her back and say that.
Right, but the point is she didn't write back to this, and it's been 2 days. Well, it's only been since Saturday.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Saturday night. But still, I mean, I'm thinking, wouldn't you answer right away or something? But
not necessarily.
Yeah, so we'll see. But you know what? So I've been like anticipating all weekend. Come on, write me back. Oh. You know? This is like really cool because she was really cute and nice.
Yeah, okay. You know?
And especially after he said that, I mean, the biggest feeling would be to show up with her and tell him, oh, yeah? She's
yeah,
still hot
exactly.
For me. Well, F you, man.
I know. No kidding.
Yeah. But no, I know that we could probably connect on a good level.
I think so.
Yeah, because apparently, look, if she was forthcoming in the conversation and she sent the email, apparently she was probably looking at me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I would say so.
Yeah, and that's what they were saying also during the debate. They said, women, you got to let guys know you're interested. At least look at them. You know, give them a glance or something.
Sure.
So maybe that was it. But yeah, so my email, I guess, just aimed to stimulate conversation where I guess you got to cut to the chase maybe, you know, like mm-hmm. right away because, you know. So, I don't know. You start analyzing it. You go, well, email maybe is not as personal as this, if she had written text or something. But then why analyze it too much? You know?
I mean,
just send it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that's
the situation. That's still pretty
exciting, though. It is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just to get that email was amazing to me. And I felt... You know, wow. You know, there are still some cool people
out there. Yeah, there's lots of cool people.
There are, right?
There are.
Yeah. I mean, not all of them are bitches. Or not.
No.
Most of them are not.
Most of them aren't.
Not.
That's
right.
Really true.
But there was one at the show who got up and said, why do people perceive me like a bitch, right?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And they started analyzing and they're like, well, look at your body language. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at that. You know, you're like all closed in and that, so after that, I told you we were talking to them outside, right?
Okay, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, I told you that, and she was being a bitch.
Oh, yeah,
and
I mean,
I felt F them, yeah.
You know,
so
yeah.
She was a bitch. So she she obviously knew who she was, which is a good thing, but I don't know who she hoped to attract.
Hey, self-awareness is
exactly.
Key.
Exactly. Yeah, know who you are, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's interesting. And, you know, I have to, it's so funny because when I first came to this town, I was like, oh, everybody's such a bitch, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's not really true.
Mm.
And I found that sometimes there is this outward presence of being, you know, a bitch or an asshole or whatever, you know, not a very nice person. But I found that I think sometimes... It's like a necessary evil in the town because
yeah, right.
People perceive kindness for weakness
yes.
or, you know, what have you. And so people naturally put up that defense. Now, I don't subscribe to that. If people want to think I'm weak.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
care.
Exactly. That's
know,
who you are.
It's who I
you're
am.
You're kind. You're generous. I know. I'm the same way, you know. And there are takers and there are givers in this world. And somehow you have to balance it in your life or otherwise you'll feel taken advantage of.
Yeah. So long story short, I feel like sometimes even the people who, you know, initially are perceived as bitches or whatever, underneath really aren't. But, you know, that's just kind of a facade. But, you know. Who knows? There are bad people everywhere, so...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
But I think women should definitely give off signals of interest if they are interested. Because
sure.
Men don't know. Which leads me to this story, excuse me, on CNN. Why women should make the first move in online dating.
Oh.
And we were talking about that as well.
I totally agree with that.
Right? By the way. And so that's why. And by the way, if you like women that, if you like a situation where the woman actually has to make the first move, get the app Bumble. That is an amazing thing. I like it because when you match, the woman can make. Only the woman can make the first contact.
Yeah.
So the man can't send the message. So this gives women an opportunity to really make the first move without feeling awkward or anything. And
right.
And they're pretty quality women there. I mean, I haven't really followed through on anything, I'll be honest. But because I don't have time to go on those apps all the time. So for me, it's like easier. So I try to get the phone numbers, but then I don't call them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't call them. I mean, why? You know, I should be more committed into it. But maybe it's because none of them are maybe attractive enough for me to pursue. You know what
maybe
I'm saying?
Maybe they didn't spark your interest in a particular way.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I personally like that idea because I like it, but then I don't.
Yeah.
Because I personally like to be pursued.
Right, and courted and everything, right? Yeah.
But on the flip side, I know this is like really funny, but when I first came to LA, I actually did join an online dating site.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I was like, oh, this will be great to meet people. And you know what? It was.
Really?
Yes.
What was it?
Nothing came of it. Uh-huh. But like, I just met, I'm still friends with like some of the guys I met on there.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it? Like a sexual site or something that you didn't know about?
No. It was just like an online dating site. Like, you know, similar to Match.com.
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I want to try this. And I like was so inundated. I couldn't even read.
I
couldn't even read all.
Yeah,
of them.
It's like how do you even pick anybody?
So
right?
It was like absolutely impossible.
Right.
But
that's what I mean.
I was one of those two people, and I was like, oh, and I just like wanted to meet friends. So I was like, yeah, let's meet for a drink. And yeah, I mean, one of the guys I met on there, we're still like best friends to this day.
Wow.
I know. It wasn't a spark, but we were like, he was like my first LA friend. And we're like still friends. But
wow.
Anyways, yeah, it was fun. So I can see the sentiment there because it's just like, oh my gosh, so many emails. How do you even sift through them?
Right, exactly. So some women don't even have the need to make the first move because they have so many men pursuing them.
Right, but then it can be kind of nice because you get all these emails and you have all these options and you say, okay, well, let's go through and see who I would have contacted had I initiated the conversation.
Right.
And, you know.
That's true, yeah.
But, and oh my God, they're all types. It's like doctors, lawyers, like
I bet, and they all have promises for you and everything, right?
No,
no,
they do. Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh,
you know,
yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm sure they work hard to be able to say, hey, I'll buy you this, I'll buy you that. You know,
I know. It's I know. You're
That's
right.
LA for you. Everybody tries to buy everybody. You know?
Yep.
But but what they are saying is, according to statistics, when a woman makes the first move, she'll end up with a better looking man.
I believe that.
Really?
I completely believe that.
Yeah.
I completely believe that. Well, you know, it's funny.
Because then you get to pick who you want, right?
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny because I've like never gone for the looks thing.
Right.
And
it doesn't matter to you at all. I mean, come on.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have physical attraction, right?
Of course.
And you appreciate beauty and things like that.
Right, you have to have physical attraction. But, you know, this one friend of mine who will remain unnamed, like, we were working on set together on this movie. And he is stunning. Mm. Like, America, like, he literally was, like,
like on, a model.
Like, he's, like, a working, like, a really working model. Like, he, like... And I was like, oh my God, he's so hot. And I hit on him and he like totally took the bait and was like,
really?
I know. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's bizarre. but yeah, and you know, it was, you know, I was dating someone at the time, so I couldn't really.
Right.
You know.
But that's not enough. I mean, if someone's very attractive, it's not enough to leave somebody for them.
No, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but obviously, I mean, you don't go for looks. But that's, you know, a lot of women say that, but it's bullshit, Kelsey, and you know it. You know, you You wouldn't go with someone you're not attracted to physically, you know?
Right.
Right?
Of course. It's the whole
thing. But it's not the most important
thing for you. It's not the first thing I look for.
Right. You see, yeah. But men do.
Yeah. But it's a whole package thing. Yeah. I mean, I would say, like, my biggest catches are, like, energy, sense of humor, and charisma.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, you see, so you got things that are important that probably many women find important as well, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's
But men, it's like, just give me pussy and then I'll talk to you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You see, and that's what women don't understand, though, is that when you keep a guy waiting for the sex, you're just prolonging the inevitable. And that is that if you're afraid he's going to leave you after he has sex with you, he's going to do it even if he has to wait 2 weeks. It doesn't matter. The point is, you don't know if he's going to leave after the sex or not. So therefore, why prolong it so long? You know, go with your feelings. Go right away. And if it's not meant to be, at least both of you move on.
You know, it's really funny that you say that. It's so funny you say that. Because one of my best friends in college, we're still good friends. She did that whole thing. And she was like, you know, make him wait. And she would, I forget what her role was. I think it was like a month or something.
Yeah.
And I know. And so she adhered to that for a while. And none of her relationships were working out. So she was like, fuck it. Screw the rules.
I'm going to have sex.
She was like, I'm just going to, like, I mean, third date is a long wait. Like, even second date, whatever. Like, she was like, if it happens, it happens type of attitude. Like, she was just like, whatever.
Totally opposite.
Totally opposite. Yeah. And I'm not advocating this behavior.
Right.
But in her case, like, and then she, like, couldn't pick one. Like, they were like, oh, like, just like knocking down her door. I mean, was it just for sex? I don't know, possibly, but like, they sure stuck around forever. So,
well, if they stuck around, then that's what I mean. You know, they didn't stick around for the 3 weeks or 3 months or whatever a woman is going to wait. But the thing is that I believe if I've learned something in my life, that's don't wait. If you can live the moment now, live it now. What's the point in playing those games, you know? And I've had, you know, I mean, I've had long-term relationships where I had sex on the first date. So I don't think that's that's a breaker of relationships. If anything, I think waiting can just can hurt it. So so that's, you know, that's about that. But look. So, but the point I was trying to make is, until the man gets the sex, he's going to continue to pursue you. And if you make him wait too long or make it too difficult, he'll just move on to the next one. Because we need the physical part first. And then we'll examine the woman. And even though people want us to be different, but that's our nature. That's our biology, you know? I mean, we like look at a woman and we're like, that's why we think about sex all the time, because we see women all the time. So you think about it all the time and you go, wow, this woman's gorgeous, you know. And not just that, Kelsey, but everybody's fascinated with beauty. Even women are. I mean, look at advertising. Look at everything. It's always beautiful women, you know, because that's what people like. So, but going back to the online dating, you know, some women are saying that's great, you know, that women should make the first move. It empowers them and everything. And, you know, but then some women are saying, like, this woman is tweeting, why do women have to make the first move? To a certain extent, that's not the woman's job in terms of chivalry. And so, okay, so I get that. Mm-hmm. But this woman says, ladies, if you want a certain man, go get them. Who cares if women aren't supposed to make the first move? Go get what you want. So there you go. You know, it's got two sides of the story. But I think that that if a woman is interested, but that's a thing. And that's what I'm saying again. There, I think you're talking to the less than attractive women, because when a woman is attractive, she doesn't even have time to make the first move, right? That's what you were describing. You don't go on those dating apps and stuff, right?
No.
You see, but if you did, you'd be inundated, right? Yeah. So that's the thing. You know, how would you even... So what... But men don't get it because they think, okay, well, I'm going to go after the most beautiful one. But you have to understand all the guys are after the most beautiful one. And she's never even going to see you regardless. And then you're going to feel bad because, oh, she didn't write me back. But you know what? She probably never even saw your message.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's the reality. So... So go after, you can't go after all the A-listers. I mean, you got to compromise a little bit. And that's why I'm saying once again, I think meeting people in person is your best bet to find somebody good. You know, you got to go out there. I mean, I don't go out that much, but when I went out that Thursday, I already met somebody.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So imagine if I went out every night, how many people I'd meet.
Yeah.
Right? So I need to start doing that.
So true.
It's all in the numbers, I'm telling you, Kelsey, you know?
It is, yeah.
It's all in the numbers. So, yeah. You know, why not make the first move? I would feel flattered. I know many men would. And if a man feels threatened by that, then you don't want that kind of man.
That's so true.
That's too weak a man.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what's wrong with a woman making a move? But that's the thing, is that some women are saying, oh, well, you know, we have to deal with fear of rejection and stuff. It's like, duh.
Who cares?
That's what we deal with all the time as men.
I could care less, personally.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But you have to understand, you live life from a different perspective, okay? And I keep telling you this, but you're a very beautiful woman, okay? And everybody can see that. So what happens is doors open to you that otherwise would not open to for other people. You've seen life from a different perspective. Think of a woman your age from Texas, let's say, the same background, moved to LA and everything, and she's not that attractive, okay? Her life, she's going to see life completely differently from you.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I mean. So you see life from a different perspective. Count your blessing. That's all I can say. Because you are extremely fortunate and blessed,
thank you.
To have your good genes. But that's just the outside. That's what I'm saying, you know. That's just on the outside. So when once somebody meets you and knows you and everything, it's like you're a catch for any man, right?
Thanks.
No, I mean, really. But I'm saying this not as a compliment, but more as a fact, that the way I see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a different perspective. And then again, from a man's perspective, it's also different because you have you constantly have this nagging thing of like, there's a hot woman, but you're constantly in your mind, does she have a boyfriend, is she married,
mm-hmm.
is she available, does she want me, is she noticing me, blah blah blah,
right.
blah blah blah. It's all going on in your mind and you're like, damn, all I want to do is kiss her or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
to hug her and kiss her or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go through all that and it's complicated. Makes it complicated.
Yes, you know? It is complicated. Oh my gosh.
But I like it, you know. I mean, being single has got its benefits. I got to tell you, you know.
Yeah,
And maybe that's one reason why I'm not actively looking for a relationship.
Maybe you secretly like it. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe
I do.
Maybe it's like a subconscious thing.
Because you always want to be open to meet new people.
Mm.
You know, when you're with someone, then you meet somebody else, you're like, oh, maybe if I wasn't, you know. So, but then you don't know. Maybe if your relationship, you're so happy, you don't care about other people anymore.
Right.
So who knows, you know, it's a big question, but you keep going out there, you go out, you do what you can, and wow, everybody's calling me right now.
Oh,
even,
my gosh.
I mean, texting me. Even Amazon is telling me the package was just shipped. Oh, I got to tell you what I bought.
Oh, my gosh, what?
Did I tell you about the 3D printer?
Yeah.
I told you about
you
it, right?
You did. That's so
yeah.
exciting.
Well, I bought the friggin' thing, and I'm going to... Well, we're going to do a scan of you one day.
Oh, my God, I love it.
You're going to
have
a miniature of you.
Yay!
And this is going to be like the most awesome thing. I bought a 3D printer and a 3D scanner, which lets you actually scan a person or anything into the computer in 3D. And then you can print them in like plastic-like material.
That's so cool.
And then you can paint it also. So... when I have free time, I'll paint them also. Because when it comes out, just one color, it's not a big deal. It doesn't look
right.
as exciting.
I know.
But you watch, it's going to look exactly like you.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
So I'll have to play with it for a couple of days because before I figure out how it works, but once I do, we're gonna have a lot of fun with it.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
I love new technology. I love new toys, and this is definitely a new one. You know. Yeah. So
I love it too.
Yeah.
I love it too.
All right, folks. Kelsey, thanks a lot. Always enjoyable shows here. And I don't know what happened to our guest. I mean, we confirmed.
That's
what happened.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll reschedule, of course. So thank you, everybody, for listening, folks. And make it a great day out there. I don't know how else to say it, but you got to be in the action. You got to be in it. Listen to me. I'm like suddenly like a coach or something.
I know. You're like a life coach.
I know. Like, F this, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.